Bonjour Stéphane, je sais combien votre chat était important pour vous. J'ai vraiment pas quoi vous dire et écoutez, tout ce que je peux dire, c'est qu'il faut pas abandonner. Votre chat, il est toujours là avec nous, avec vous. Et on sait que c'était le premier blogueur, c'était super marrant, ça super mignon. Il était vraiment votre compagnon fidèle. Il est là dans votre cœur et nous, on sera aussi toujours avec. Je vous souhaite bon courage. I can't relieve your pain, Stéphane, but hold on, please.
Hello, this is Stefan, and for the first and last time, I can tell that Boo Boo is with me because he died yesterday, the love of my life. Died the day of my anniversary, 21 January, and he was fine 6 days ago. He's a 15-year-old cat. He was. And 5 days ago, I went to the vet, veterinary, and everything was fine. I asked for full blood analysis, and all the results were perfect. And Monday was the 20th, so yesterday, I think, I'm at the last. Yes, it was 21. At 2:30 in the morning, so we were at the 21. He just crossed the living room, was looking at him. And it was like, you know, going to vomit or maybe coughing, you know, when you got a cold. And he can do that sometime, but it's not big stuff. But this time he did it twice. And after he just fall, his two first legs on the front, and the two back on, like, he had no strength, he couldn't resist. Then he turned a little bit over, I thought he was dead, but he was still breathing. So fortunately, my vet is also a clinic for pets with 24 hours service, and it's really near from where I'm living. So I call a cab, I call a Uber, and I put it in his bag, his favorite bag. I made it for him an order when he was born 15 years ago, and at Goyard, it's in the range. And when we arrive, I call, I say, okay, I'm coming, and it wasn't platform, but they say. And when we arrive, I open his bag, and he pop up is that, like, it was very fine. And he jump on the deck of the vet, the urgentist veterinary because it was mine is not working at night. And I explain it and he opened his files and he check everything. And he was visiting around the room, and you could tell that he was he had a problem on his back legs because it was really less to the floor than usual, and he was, well, it was okay, but you can see that it's a problem in the, but it's arthrosis and it's normal. But we did a radio, I don't know if, what's the name, X-ray, you know, of his lungs and of his abdomen, the intestine. I helped the vet to hold him, and we did the two cliché, and everything were perfectly fine. And 5 days ago, before yesterday, the only stuff was he lost 200 grams. I don't know how much is it in pounds, but he lost 10% of his body, 200 grams. And at night at the vet, he had back 150, you know, he had gained 150 in 5 days. So the vet told me, well, I think it's because it's arthrosis. He auscult him with the stethoscope and he palp him and he say everything's perfect, he check his eyes and everything. And he told me, just if it happened again, just film, because it can be helpful for the next time if it happened, but normally no. And he just gave me, he gave him an injection of antalgic, you know, with a little bit of morphine, but apparently it's usual for all cats. And he gave me like a spasfon, you know, it's digestives that also humans take. And I put him in a bag, took a Uber bag, and we arrived here. And he went to his water, his Evian water, and he had his food. And after he jumped on the bed, and after just behind the bed, there's a oven, not a oven, something to warm the room on his kimono. So he likes to be wrapped in his kimono. It's like a ritual. And he likes me to brush him, even if he doesn't have any hair, because he's a hairless cat. He loves it. I don't know why, but he loves it. So we did it again. And I fall asleep around 6 a.m. And yesterday, 11 p.m., I woke up. He was sleeping. But I check, and I saw that his eyes were very dilated. The pupil were too much open, too dark. So I took him, I put on a pillow, and he was like completely not frozen, but blocked, and his mouth were a little bit open. So I put him on the floor, and he couldn't stand up, he couldn't walk anymore. So I said, boo, 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 and then I start to feel. And then he walked. So I was, okay, it's just a moment. And he would go to his litter, I don't know, a cat, I don't know the name, litter, where he go to pee, you know. And once he was inside, he just fall. He couldn't stand on his legs. And he stand up again. He go outside. This is litter, his cat, I don't know, litter. But in the middle of the living room, he just posed. He wasn't stand up, but he wasn't on the floor, he was behind. And his mouth were completely open. He was like So I put him in his bag, and I called Uber, and fortunately my veterinary was there. And I gave the bag, and I went into the office of the vet, because there's two or three offices. And he's a really nice man. He's really cool. He's so patient, so devoted to his profession. And then, I don't know, many times, 10, 15 minutes maybe, he came back. And he told me, well, Stefan, it's not good. We just did a radio of his lamps, and he got like emphysem, like emboli, like everything was normal. A few hours later, and now he had this. So he told me that he put him in an oxygen chamber because he was hardly breathing, and his pulse, his tension was very less, and his temperature was very low, too low for a cat. And then he told me that he was giving him, during 2 hours, the more diuretic he could, because apparently there was a, it's not like a stroke, but something with the, I don't know, we don't know really, because like, you know, Cayo, like thrombophlebit, or little stones who go into his heart, into his lungs, who block everything into his. And he told me, well, the diuretics is going, we hope, is going to resolve everything, and then the little stones can disappear, can be smaller. And my one of my employees herself, so nice to me, arrived. Called my mother, of course. I called my mother also at night before what had happened. And after 2 hours, the doctor came back and told me, well, I asked him that he's suffering. Sorry. And he told me that no, because he wasn't with us anymore. I said, is that no, it's not dead, but it's not coma, but he doesn't understand what's happening. He doesn't suffer because of the morphine. But we can do nothing, Stefan, because if the diuretics, the stuff we're supposed to have make disappear all the little stone in his body, it doesn't work. There's nothing we could do. Previously, I asked him, do I need to go to see him in his oxygen chamber or something? He told me no, because that can stress him more. Okay. And, told me, I think, no, I think, well, we can keep him under oxygen, but it's not going to work. So I said, okay, well, how do we proceed? And he told me that there's two anesthesia. No, there's only one actually. We're supposed to fall him asleep, not suffer, and after stop his heart. And he left the room. I was with my mother and with Fasia. And he came back, told me it's over. And told me, we had one anesthesia. So it was out, but he didn't suffer. He wasn't suffering. He didn't realizing what's going on because he was under anesthesia. But the first anesthesia was supposed to stop his heart, and his heart stayed fine. So he had to I had a second shot of anesthesia for his little heart to fill in. So we came back. At my place. And ask him to be burned and to be cremated and to have his ashes back so I can keep somewhere, I don't know where. I do a dissociation, I don't know. If you know what does it mean, but it's when you're not you don't believe in what's happening. Actually, I was watching myself Oh, I was watching somebody else. I didn't know. I just didn't know. And now I'm crying. You know, like I opened the window. I said, now it's going to get cold. I said, it's not there, of course. And ask for his litter to be removed downstairs in the basement. But to leave his litter where he have it, and his two balls, shiny balls of Evian. And I, no food, of course, but just water in case of, I don't know. When I arrive in the bathroom a few hours later, then I'm speaking to you now. For the record, it's 2 p.m. 15 in Paris. Is I enter into the bathroom and I saw the two balls, and behind there is his where he hits, and it was empty. And I told myself, oh my God, he doesn't have something to eat. And after I just, I'm stupid. I'm so stupid, it's not there anymore. So now there's a little candle, like yesterday, but it was removed after I went to bed. Little candle was burning. And I can't imagine my life without him. I lost the first Sphinx. I lost York. And it was the end of the link because they all three lives together. I'm going to say something terrible. Maybe I already said it, I don't know. But I don't give a damn. How much? If I will have the choice, I always say that. I always say that if I will have the choice between my mother and my cat, I would prefer my mother to die. I know that's awful to say, but I'm honest. Truly honest, awfully honest, terribly honest, but deeply honest. And name of the podcast was Optimistic and Black. I don't see where the optimistic is now. The reason I was alive was because of him. Still alive. And I could take every pills to calm down or nothing's gonna replace poo poo. My vet told me, don't take a cat right now. You have to do to handle his loss and recover by it. But I don't see any more sense. It's very strange because I was okay today. Not really okay, but it was okay. And now I was talking to my mom on the phone. And I say, I think I've got a dissociation or disorganization. And so what is that? So I search on the internet and I read. At the same time, I talk to her what I was reading. And she makes everything, but whatever. A lot of things was happening now was depending on different factors of your childhood, of all your experience in life, can be add and had more prejudice, not prejudiceable, but more other for me in this case. And a lot of things were connected, too many things. And after reading this, I did some screenshot because I got two iPhones, one Samsung, whatever. And I sent them to my mother. I told her, and I start to cry, but it was not a cry. It was like, I don't know. It was like screaming. It was tears. It was completely over. I don't know for what, but it was myself. I didn't understand what was happening to me, The communication with my mother stopped. She never called me back. So that was 20 minutes before now, I guess. Sorry. I don't see any sense of a future without Boo I'm sorry if I shocks people or if I hurt anyone by saying stuff. But I guess I have to take the mic and not the mic, the mic included the iPhone, and to record it just for the record. Exactly. It fits really well.